Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Carney Lansford. Batting second. The left fielder, Luis Polonia. Batting third. The DH, Jose Canseco. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mark McGuire. Batting fifth. The catcher, Ron Hasse. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Dave Henderson. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Stan Javier. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Glenn Hubbard. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Walt Weiss. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Bob Welch. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Julio Franco. Batting second. The first baseman, Willie Upshaw. Batting third. The center fielder, Joe Carter. Batting fourth. The DH, Ron Kittle. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Mel Hall. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Corey Snyder. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ron Washington. Batting ninth. The catcher, Andy Allenson. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Tom Candiotti. And now, play ball. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Luis Polonia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Polonia hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Canseco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Franco hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Upshaw hits a line drive towards short. Weiss reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. There goes Franco. The throw from Hasse and he is safe. Franco steals second. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Welch spins and fires to second and has Franco trapped. There's the throw to Lansford who tags Franco for the out. Two outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Carter takes first base on ball four. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Kittle strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Allenson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hasse is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Hasse hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Jacoby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Henderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Henderson takes first base on ball four. Stan Javier is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Javier hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Henderson moves to third. Glenn Hubbard is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Hubbard hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGuire scoops it up and throws to first, with Welch covering, for the out. One out. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Snyder hits a fly ball into right field. Javier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Jacoby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Walt Weiss is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Candiotti fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Lansford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lansford hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luis Polonia is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. There goes Lansford. The throw from Allenson and he is safe. Lansford steals second. Luis Polonia is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Polonia is 0-for-1 in the game. Polonia hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Candiotti fields it and throws to first for the out. Lansford moves to third. Two outs. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Canseco is 0-for-1 in the game. Canseco strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Allenson strikes out. Two outs. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Franco hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. There goes Franco. The throw from Hassie and he is safe. Franco steals second. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Upshaw is 0-for-1 in the game. Upshaw hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Franco scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McGuire is 0-for-1 in the game. McGuire hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. Ron Hassie is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hassie is 0-for-1 in the game. Hassie hits a line drive into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Henderson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Henderson strikes out. Two outs. Stan Javier is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Javier is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Javier strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kittle is 0-for-1 in the game. Kittle hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Hall is 0-for-1 in the game. Hall hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Henderson, who is chasing the ball. Hall reaches third base with a triple. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-1 in the game. Snyder takes first base on ball 4. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jacoby is 0-for-1 in the game. Jacoby strikes out. Hassie throws to third to get Hall for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Glenn Hubbard is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Hubbard is 0-for-1 in the game. Hubbard hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Walt Weiss is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0-for-1 in the game. Weiss bunts towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. Hubbard moves to second. One out. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Lansford is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Lansford hits a ball on the ground to center field. Carter throws towards the plate. Allenson fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Allenson. Hubbard scores. Lansford moves to third. It's Athletics, 1, Indians, 1. Luis Polonia is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Polonia is 0-for-2 in the game. Polonia hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lansford scores. It's 2-1, Athletics. Jose Canseco batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Canseco is 0-for-2 in the game. Canseco hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Franco fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Washington is 0-for-1 in the game. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Allenson is 0-for-1 in the game. Allenson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Franco is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Franco hits a fly ball into right field. Javier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. McGuire is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McGuire strikes out. One out. Ron Hassie is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Hassie is 0-for-2 in the game. Hassie strikes out. Two outs. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Henderson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Henderson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Upshaw is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Upshaw strikes out. One out. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Carter is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Carter hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kittle is 0-for-2 in the game. Kittle strikes out. Hassie drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Kittle out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Stan Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Javier is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Javier hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Glenn Hubbard is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Hubbard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hubbard bunts towards the mound. Candiotti fields it and throws to first for the out. Javier moves to second. One out. Walt Weiss is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Weiss is 0-for-1 in the game. Weiss takes first base on ball 4. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lansford is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Lansford hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Luis Polonia is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Polonia is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Polonia hits a ball on the ground towards first. Upshaw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Polonia for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Hall strikes out. 1 out. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Snyder is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Snyder hits a fly ball into right field. Javier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jacoby is 0-for-2 in the game. Jacoby takes first base on ball 4. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Washington is 0-for-2 in the game. Washington hits a line drive into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Canseco is 0-for-3 in the game. Canseco hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Candiotti fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. McGuire is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McGuire hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Hassey is 0-for-3 in the game. Hassey hits a pop-up towards third. Jacoby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Allenson is 0-for-2 in the game. Allenson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Franco is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Franco hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Upshaw is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Upshaw hits a ball on the ground towards first. The ball bounces off McGuire, and towards Hubbard, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Allenson moves to second. 2 outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Carter is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Carter hits a ball on the ground into center field. Henderson picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Henderson. Allenson scores. Carter moves to second. It's Athletics, 2, Indians, 2. Ron Kittle batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Kittle is 0 for 3 in the game. Kittle hits a fly ball into right field. Javier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Henderson hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stan Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Javier is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Javier hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Glenn Hubbard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbard is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hubbard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington misplays the ball. That's an error on Washington. Javier moves to second. Walt Weiss is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Franco fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hall is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Hall strikes out. One out. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Snyder hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Jacoby is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Washington is 0 for 3 in the game. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Doug Jones now pitching. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Polonia is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Polonia is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Polonia strikes out. Two outs. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Canseco is 0 for 4 in the game. Canseco takes first base on ball 4. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. McGuire is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. McGuire hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Corsi now pitching. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Allenson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Allenson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Julio Franco batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Franco is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Franco hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hubbard reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upshaw is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. he's got one RBI. Upshaw hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 0 for 4 in the game. Hassey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Henderson is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Henderson strikes out. Two outs. Stan Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Javier is 3 for 4 in the game, with three singles. Javier hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Carter batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Carter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Carter hits a fly ball into left field. Polonia settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Kittle batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Kittle is 0 for 4 in the game. Kittle hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carmelo Castillo pinch runs for Ron Kittle. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Hall is 1 for 4 in the game, with a triple. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Castillo moves to second. Two outs. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Snyder is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Glenn Hubbard is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Hubbard is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hubbard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Walt Weiss batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Weiss is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Weiss takes first base on ball 4. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Lansford is 3 for 5 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Weiss moves to second. Luis Polonia is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Polonia is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Polonia strikes out. Two outs. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Canseco is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk. Canseco hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Franco reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Jacoby is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jay Bell pinch runs for Brooke Jacoby. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Washington is 0 for 4 in the game. Washington bunts towards the mound. Corsi fields it and throws to first for the out. Bell moves to second. One out. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Allenson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Allenson takes first base on ball 4. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Franco is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles. Franco strikes out. 2 outs. Greg Kitterett now pitching. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Upshaw is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Upshaw hits a pop-up towards short. Weiss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Clark now playing right field. Domingo Ramos now playing second base. Jay Bell now playing shortstop. Ron Washington now playing third base. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 3-2. McGuire is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. McGuire strikes out. 1 out. Terry Steinbach pinch hits for Ron Hassey. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Steinbach hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Henderson is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Washington fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Terry Steinbach now catching. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Carter is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Castillo hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mel Hall batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Hall is 1-for-5 in the game, with a triple. Hall hits a fly ball into left field. Polonia settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 14, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Stan Javier is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Javier is 3-for-5 in the game, with 3 singles. Javier hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ramos scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Glenn Hubbard is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Hubbard is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hubbard strikes out. 2 outs. Walt Weiss is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Weiss is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards third. Washington fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 14, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Domingo Ramos batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Ramos takes first base on ball 4. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Bell bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Ramos moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Washington is 0-for-4 in the game. Washington bunts towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. Ramos moves to third. Bell moves to second. 1 out. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Allenson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Allenson is walked intentionally. Dave Clark is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Clark strikes out. two outs. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Upshaw is 1-for-6 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Upshaw strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 15, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Lansford is 4-for-6 in the game, with four singles. He's got one RBI. Lansford hits a line drive into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Polonia is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Polonia is 1-for-6 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Polonia strikes out. Two outs. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Canseco is 0-for-5 in the game. With a walk. Canseco hits a pop-up towards third. Washington settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 15, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Carter hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hubbard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carmelo Castillo batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Castillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Castillo hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McGuire settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Hall is 1-for-6 in the game, with a triple. Hall strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 16, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 1-for-6 in the game, with a single. McGuire hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Athletics. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach is 0-for-1 in the game. Steinbach hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Henderson is 0-for-5 in the game. With a walk. Henderson hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stan Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Javier is 3-for-6 in the game, with three singles. Javier hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Athletics. Glenn Hubbard is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Hubbard is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Hubbard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Washington fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Washington. Walt Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0-for-3 in the game. With two walks. Weiss hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 16, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Dennis Eckersley now pitching. Domingo Ramos is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Ramos is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Ramos strikes out. One out. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Bell is 0-for-0 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Javier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Washington is 0 for 4 in the game. Washington strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 4, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.